You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Time for the post-mini-camp mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason out here on the practice field at Dove Valley. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And let's get started with a question from Sam Meisenhelder. His handle is at Sam Meisen, and asks, how is Peyton Manning doing in practice? Do you think Kubiak will still let Manning do what he does best, operate from the shotgun? Look, just because there has been so much emphasis on working under center the last few weeks doesn't mean that Peyton Manning is all of a sudden going to do nothing but take snaps under center. I think the point of the offseason is to work on areas where you're deficient. Maybe you feel like you could use some more repetitions. That's what this is all about. Now, you know, there was some more shotgun work as this week went on. Of course, Peyton Manning wasn't out there. Brock Osweiler and Zach Dysart, and then 7-on-7 Trevor Siemian were taking all the reps while Manning would go inside with a lot of other veterans and work out. But I think as the summer goes on and you get into training camp and the preseason, the regular season, you're going to see more balance between under center and the shotgun. Remember, this isn't the offense that Gary Kubiak ran in Houston or even the one that he ran last year in Baltimore. This is going to be a hybridized scheme of what that offense did and what the Broncos have done the last few years since Manning arrived. And because of that, I don't think you're going to see an abandonment of the shotgun. And at times you may see quite a bit of that. I think it's going to depend on game, situation, personnel, and what's going on at that moment. Our next question brings us back to OTAs and minicamp. It's from at AO350Legend, and he says, who sticks out to you most in the OTAs besides Manning, of course? Well, you know, I mentioned a couple of them on another video here on DenverBroncos.com. Guys like Capri Bibbs and Josh Bush and Trevor Siemian, and also Carl Schmitz. One guy who also jumped out, Brock Osweiler, doing a lot of work as the second team, and the younger guys got a lot more reps. I think he looks smooth, and it's gotten to the point now where the mistakes that Brock Osweiler makes on the practice field are the exception rather than the rule. That's a big turnaround from, say, when he first got here in 2012. I think he's a lot more smoother, and several teammates have commented on just how much command he has in the huddle. That's something that really wasn't the case in his first year, even his second year, but you can see that now. Much more comfortable, you know, when he's running things. On the defensive side, you know, some good moments from guys like Todd Davis and Lameen Barrow, I thought, had a good day on Thursday in terms of defending the run. Wade Phillips likes the way that his defense has worked against the run so far. Darius Kilgo, I was watching him in individual drills, and he's jumping out to me because of his quickness and his agility. At 320 pounds as a nose tackle, you don't expect that. But really, you know, when he's doing the agility drills, it's a good job getting his legs up, getting turned, changing direction. That's what you want to see. That's kind of exciting to see that, to see a big guy move the way Darius Kilgo does. It's going to be interesting to see if he can channel that once you have full pads out there. But those are just a few of the guys. You know, plenty of guys had their moments out here this week. Solomon Patton's another one, you know, quick guy who has a skill set that no one else has on the roster. Quick, speedy, can return punts, kickoffs, and also you can use him potentially on some end rounds and reverses to keep the defense off balance. So I think he's off to a good start as well. And then Dominique Jones and Marcel Jensen, a couple of backup tight ends. They've looked good. They've had some nice catches. So plenty of good stuff going on out here. Plenty of guys looking good. But again, it's OTAs. It's mini camp. They don't have pads on. This week, they didn't even have helmets on. We'll know a lot more when we get to training camp. Thanks as always for the questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, just hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace or go to the forum at DenverBroncos.com/Mace's Mailbag. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.